If you ask the average person on the street, what do you want most out of life? They'll tell you, I want a significant, deep, lasting relationship. Today, I'm going to talk about the secret to a lasting relationship. Stay with me.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. Living on the Edge is an international discipleship ministry featuring the Bible teaching of Chip Ingram. I'm Dave Drewy. And today Chip begins a new series called Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships. In a culture where moral norms are increasingly relative, what Chip shares in this series is more controversial than ever. But biblical truth is a stubborn thing because God's norms never change. As always, if you have to miss a portion of today's broadcast, you can hear it online anytime at livingontheedge.org. Well, now, if you have your Bible handy, open it now to Ephesians chapter 5, and let's join Chip for his message, The Secret to a Lasting Relationship.
Love, sex, and lasting relationships. You know, we just are made and wired and long to be loved and to give love. We are made and designed by the creator of the universe to have spiritual, emotional, and connection physically with a person of the opposite sex that does something in our soul and our heart. And we are longing for that experience to not fade, not end in divorce, but to last your whole life. And the question is, if you're single, how do you find that right person, right? If you're married, how do you keep that kind of love alive? If you're widowed or a widower, how do you avoid that pitfall of when to move forward and because of the great need and the hurt and the hole in your soul of getting connected too early in some way with someone that usually ends up in a disaster? Why is it there's so many relationships, but most of them just don't turn out very well? I mean, over half of all the marriages don't work. Where I want to start is with something I think is pretty basic, is what's the secret to a lasting relationship? I mean, let's face it, there's some people that love each other. It's rare. I mean, you know, you can see them at all different stages and decades, and man, they are in love, and there's something to what they know that a lot of us don't. And what I'm going to suggest is there's two basic models out there that we're going to look at. Hollywood's model is one, and God's model or God's prescription to enhance your love life is the other. And so I want to look at Hollywood's model, and then I'll look at God's model, and maybe we can learn some things. Imagine, if you will, that this small little tube is filled with multiple silicon tiny little chips that can take information, and then you can turn it this way, and it can synthesize it through an algorithm to take all that information to come up with the basics of what's inside of it. So what, hypothetically, I put inside of here is the last 40 years of movies, the last 40 years of all television shows, the last 40 years of all self-help books, the last 40 years of all romance novels, the last 15 or 20 years of reality shows, and anything that's been written about love, sex, and relationships. And then when I take this and I say, okay, of all the movies we've seen, the magazines, the books, the world that we've grown up in, if I could shoot that out through some sort of algorithm to say, is there a step-by-step process to find the right person to be in love and have this great, awesome relationship with amazing sex? What would it be? Hollywood would say this. Number one, you need to find the right person. I mean, right? We all grew up, there's someone out there for you. You need to find them. Where are they? I wonder when and how are you going to meet them? And so what we're told in each one of those movies and in the songs that we sing and the Netflix that we watch is, there's someone out there, but you've got to attract them. In other words, if you're going to find them, it's kind of like you need to be honey so the bees will come for you. And what Hollywood says is there's a way that you attract people. And what they say is that you need to be really good bait. You need to look a certain way. You need to dress a certain way. You need to drive a certain car. You need to be sort of hip or cool or neat or whatever word you want to use. And then there's a theme that's very, very physical in how you attract the opposite sex. In fact, I did something. I'm going to take you on a quick little journey. This is very, I just went to the typical drugstore, and I went to the magazine rack, and I thought, I'm going to do some very anecdotal, non-scientific research. And I'm just going to take 10 magazines and say, is there any theme about who I'm supposed to be to attract the opposite sex? And so I'd like to invite you to join me on my research. So I started off kind of mild. Let's focus on our self. So Self magazine says I can burn fat faster. And as I go through these, see if you can see some words or themes that developed. And then I can tone and tighten. Don't have to go to the gym to do it. And then here's something, sporty sex. How many calories can you actually burn? I didn't realize that was part of the diet program, but I can see where it would sell a magazine. So I go beyond simply myself because I want to be glamorous, because if I'm glamorous for glamour, attract other people. And a very attractive young woman here will tell me 65 ways to play up your body. So apparently how my body looks is really important. But I like this. It's, ladies, you don't just need to look good with makeup. You don't need to look good after you've been rested, been to the gym, got a little tan. In this magazine, how to look ridiculously good on zero sleep. I mean, hey, the expectations aren't getting too high, are they? And then just in case you kind of wonder, you know, you're wondering that man and how do men really think. In this edition, 1,001 men answer your questions, ladies. This is what you're going to find out. How to be good bait. About sex, about your body, about babies, about falling in love and falling out of love. Well, you know, it's a fitness world, it's a diet world. We all know that we want to be in good shape. So I thought Shape magazine would be a good one. And so what does this tell us? Well, you can drop 7 pounds in 2 days. Amen, right? And then it's the better sex workout. I'm catching a theme. I don't know about you. There might be a theme emerging here. And then I like this. You can tone every inch of your body, lean and firm thighs, sleek and strong arms, and tight, sexy, I think I'll just, that's a little beyond the old PG rating here in the church. But I mean, that's what I need to attract the opposite sex. Are you beginning to realize you have been inundated by every form of media to say how you look is the key to attracting the opposite sex, and sex is the ultimate goal of every relationship? That's what it says. Well, guys, let's not let the women take all of it. This is The Bachelor, and so just an average, normal-looking guy, from my opinion, actually. Right, guys? Kind of looks like us. Little stubble, hard body. But now think of this, that this show has so many followers. We have 17 women, all who happen to be gorgeous, who want to line up that don't know anything about him but want to marry him. What's he like? Have no idea. I just want to be on the show. But he found out 3 of them have dark pasts that want to take him down. This is Men's Health, and this is the most unusual Men's Health I've ever seen. I do this research when I walk out of the grocery store, by the way, often. And usually the Men's Health has a guy with his shirt off. He has his shirt off, and he doesn't have a 6-pack. He doesn't have an 8-pack. He's got like a 12-pack. Now, you do understand that he's been working out for years. This is his full-time job. He takes creatine and probably a little steroids here and there because he's not playing the NFL. And he looks amazing. And what he says to me is, Chip, you can burn flat abs 24/7, the new all-Spartan workout. Ooh, okay. And muscle secrets from the real Fight Club. Guys, you get to that gym, your wife's going to go, wow. Or if you're not married, or if you're looking, the whole key is, for some of you, you're thinking, it's too late for the gym. Maybe it's in the clothes. A little more sophisticated. In this detailed magazine, Build a Perfect Wardrobe, the 8 pieces every stylish man should own. See, if you got a shirt like this, they can tell where this came from. I mean, the women, I mean, then Starbucks. Unbelievable. Did you see that suit? But that's not enough. If you can't afford the wardrobe underneath of it, the haircut of the moment. Guys, how cheap could it get? Well, it's not really all that cheap, except for some. You have this haircut, and she goes, unbelievable. I think I'm in love. we're having a bit of fun. And we laugh because it's in the air, it's in the water, it's in the movies, it's in the songs. And we all care about what we look like. And we all have these private thoughts that we wish we looked a lot better. And we all have now been inundated with a culture, and it's in the air and water, that says if you don't look like this, you don't measure up. And worse, we can get deluded in thinking we kind of do, but the person that we're married to doesn't. Or we can feel like if I don't look like one of these people and I'm single, I'll never ever get married. And you know what? Here's the thing is the expectations are now so false and so unrealistic. This message destines you to fail in every relationship. It destines you to try and become something you're not. It destines you to compare inside your relationship, where any flaw now is up against these 1% of the gene pool in all of the world who have private chefs, work out 4 hours a day, and have unlimited expenses on wardrobes, and then they do these shoots, and then they touch up the shoots afterwards. And it gets worse because it never ends. The last one is the most sad for me. I don't know about you ladies, but if you don't look like this at 60, there's a big problem. And so now it's not like you can't even grow old. There is no room for sags or lags or anything else. And what I want you to know is that Hollywood's formula is find the right person, and that's the way. And then when you find them, you fall in love, right? I mean, in all the movies, I mean, you just fall in love. The picture is, you know, you're driving your car and you stop your car and it's at a red light and you look over and she looks over. You look again, she looks again. Your eyes meet. Electricity starts at the top of your head. You begin to shake almost uncontrollably inside your car. She has a Volkswagen, you have a Volkswagen. You don't know her, but you're in love. She pulls off and you want to follow her. Or sometimes it's a little less dramatic. You're just walking in a coffee shop. You notice her. She notices you. You go to refills at exactly the same time. You brush one another. Magic dust pours down upon both of you. I've got to know his name. You go back having not done any more than that, hoping that the same day at the same time at the same coffee shop, he or she will be there. But you return home to say to your roommate, I'm in love. Your IQ drops 30 points. You start acting in ways that are ridiculous, spending money you don't have, dressing up. Does this look good? Does this look good? Does this look good? What do you think? Should I buy a new outfit? Why? I'm going to the coffee shop. Why? To meet a guy I've never met, that I don't know his name, that I know nothing about, that I think I'm in love with. Now, is that not Hollywood's formula? You believe that a lot. I believe that a lot. The third step in Hollywood's formula is once you find that person and once you sort of have this mystical, infatuated experience that we'll literally talk about later, because there's a chemical reaction that happens when we're infatuated and God designed us that way, and it's a good part of a relationship, we just need to understand what part, then you fix your hopes and dreams on this person. And what you do is that, so all the songs are, I can't live without you. In fact, once you find them and you fall in love, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be. How did you know those words? You're amazing. Over and over and over and over. And then when you fix your hope on this person, and probably most everyone's been there, and then there's the breakup, your life, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't drink. Life is meaningless. You put on weight, you drink too much, you do all kinds of things because what was going to make your life work is gone. And if you don't believe it, ask all the pretty people who make all the movies, who are the most beautiful with the most money, who seem to not be able to stay together for more than a few months or a few years. And then finally, when failure occurs, you repeat steps 1, 2, and 3. And it goes like this. In a marriage, it goes like this. We've fallen out of love. I guess it just wasn't the right person. What was good for a few years, and she was that way and I was that way, but we've grown apart. All these euphemisms, the belief system is there's someone out there, and therefore, once you break up, you go back to the gym. You ever seen how many 40 to 50-year-olds there are in the gym? Right? Now you get a new wardrobe, you get a new car, and you play the same game, except the next time, the chance of failure goes up to 75%, not 50%. This is the mantra that you have been sold that destines you for dissatisfaction or to never find the right person or to have heartbreak that God never intended. The results are the success rate of Hollywood's formula is since 1960, the divorce rate has doubled. About 41 to 43% of people are divorced now, but since we don't count those who cohabitate and then break apart, a good round figure is about 50%. Over half of all divorces happen in the first 10 years, usually between year 3 and 6 is the most devastating time because reality hits in, some young kids come, people don't endure. The pain and the fallout is really beyond what we often think. Despite all the words and talk shows of, it was an amiable divorce, we're still friends, it was just a mistake. The research indicates that the pain, fallout, and damage to the children, to the economics, half of all women who go through a divorce live below the poverty level, or just the fractured relationship and the pain is the tip of the iceberg. And that our problems and the tragedy of divorce follows us into adulthood. One of the most interesting studies I've ever read was Children of Divorce 25 Years Later, a landmark study that tracked kids from broken homes, longitudinally tracked them for over 25 years to find out what happens to kids, not now, oh, they're resilient, everything's going to be okay. Wallerstein is the founder of the Center for Families in Transition, one of nation's leading expert on divorce, and her book, The Unexpected Legacy of Divorce 25 Years Later. Landmark study. She gives an example. Karen was 36 when she detailed to Wallerstein the long shadow cast by her parents' divorce. Like so many other children of divorce, James had embarked on a search for lasting love, yet was so deeply anxious that she was unable to trust others. A fear of abandonment kept her clinging to a string of unsuitable and troubled partners. I mean, it would be too embarrassing to ask you to raise your hand of how many in this room have been down that road or have a sister or a brother or one of your kids that you say, yep, that's what happened. It goes on to say, by the time the children of divorce reached their 30s, she found only half of them were doing well personally. Interestingly, it seemed that it had absolutely no impact on their work life. We substitute and we compensate. Here's all I want you to hear very clearly. Hollywood's formula is all that we've heard. You don't even have to try and not believe it or believe it. Every time you wake up and watch a commercial, read a book, glance at a magazine, watch a movie, this is the mantra behind it. And if you don't understand that you are being hoodwinked, seduced, and used, then you're a fool because it doesn't work.
Chip will be right back. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. And Chip's message today, The Secret to a Lasting Relationship, is from his series, Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships. Known for his candid biblical teaching, Chip brings the truth in this series about romance, lifetime commitments, and true love. If you know a friend who'd be encouraged by the message you just heard, why not go to livingontheedge.org, click Listen Now, and share it with a note to let them know you're thinking about them. Another option would be to take a look at the entire series, including several format options, the book, CDs, small group video, and study guides. And while this series is on the air, the MP3s are absolutely free. To order any of these resources by phone or to get additional information, just call us at 1-888-333-6003. That's 1-888-333-6003. Or simply go to livingontheedge.org and order your copies of Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships today. Well, Chip, this entire month of February, you and the team decided to really focus on relationships. So you started out with a series called Marriage That Works, and now we're starting this series. Just to kind of bring us up to speed, well, why are you doing this? I mean, what's the goal?
That's a great question. And the fact of the matter is people are getting married later and later. good kids, I mean young adults from good homes. Used to be the average age of marriage for a man was about 25, 26. It's now 29. Huh. And what I'm seeing, because I've done a number of Bible studies in my home with 20-somethings for about the last, I guess, 9 or 10 years. And I meet people that literally are afraid to get married. They look at marriages falling apart. Mm-hmm. Many of them look at their own home lives. And I love God, and I really want it to work. And they just sort of stay in this limbo for a long time. And part of it is they don't understand God's design. They don't understand this is what marriage looks like. This is how God designed it. And that's why we did the series this month, Marriage That Works, so that people could really understand this is the design. God wants you to have a soulmate. He wants you to have a passionate lover, and he wants you to have a best friend, and there's a way to get there. And now in this series, Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships, what we want to do, this is designed a bit more for people that are in that window of time. How do I find the right person? What's the approach? What should I do, and how do I do it? So what I would say is this is the time to dig in. And if you're a parent or a grandparent, and there's a young person or a single person that you care about, you want to get them the CDs or the MP3s or buy the book and say, here's a present from grandma, or here's a present from mom and dad. You know, when you're in those years praying about who's the right person, I can't tell you literally the hundreds of emails and letters I've got of people that have gone through this series and said, oh my, this changed our relationship. This set us on a completely different course. And as a result, this is the great relationship that we have. So let me encourage you, go to the website and check out those resources about marriage that works and love, sex, lasting relationships.
Thanks, Chip. Okay, so the goal is solid, godly, lasting relationships. Now, if that sounds good to you, you need to check out the resources we're making available right now. But the one I want to highlight is Chip's new book called Marriage That Works. Whether you're married or single, the principles on how to have a healthy relationship are built on God's design, which is why they're so successful. And as an added bonus, when you order the book, Chip will include Chip's latest set of truth cards. On each card is a lie we tend to believe about marriage, and then on the flip side, the truth, straight out of Scripture, to help you combat that lie. So give us a call at 1-888-333-6003 or visit us online at livingontheedge.org to check out all the relationship resources waiting for you there. Books, CDs, free digital downloads, free MP3s, and best of all, Chip's new book, Marriage That Works, and the free truth cards.
As we wrap up today's broadcast, let me ask you a question. Whether you're single, dating, married, how much of Hollywood's formula have you subconsciously bought into? The fact is that we are bombarded each and every day with media and movie stars telling us that this is the formula, you know, this is the way it all works. And the fact of the matter is, reality tells us Hollywood's formula doesn't work. You know, whether you're single or dating, or, you know, I've talked to a lot of married people who found themselves getting disillusioned with their mate and a good marriage simply because Hollywood's formula, that there's this perfect someone out there somewhere, and that if you have a little feeling of dissatisfaction or an argument or something goes wrong, you begin to drift and think, oh, maybe I married the wrong person. Let me tell you this, this series is critical. We all long for love, sex, and a lasting relationship. Let me encourage you, make it a priority to stay with us. And if you miss a broadcast, go online to livingontheedge.org or go to our app, the Chip Ingram app, and follow along and pick up the series.
Great idea. Thank you. The free Chip Ingram app is at Google Play or the App Store. Not only will you get every message in this series, but all of Chip's most recent series are there. His interactive fill-in message notes are there, all the current special offers, and a quick, easy way to connect with us by phone or email. The Chip Ingram app couldn't be more convenient. Get it today. Well, I hope you'll be back with us again tomorrow as Chip continues his series, Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships. Until then, this is Dave Drewy saying thanks for listening to this edition of Living on the Edge.